All put together a long, sustained drive, and that almost takes the defense kind of out of the football game, doesn't it? Or at least takes the team out of the football
game. It certainly does. They're probably trying to establish themselves, trying to figure out where the Achilles heel of Ravenna is. That's going to be hard to find out. Ravenna has gone to two different defensive fronts. They're in a five now. Last play, they went to a four. So we'll just have to see what the coaches on Ravenna's side is going to do.
Tyler Peruski, the ball carrier, and Peruski tripped up as he crossed the 45-yard line. Otherwise, he may have broken free for some big yards. Third down coming up for the Bearcats. They'll spot the football near the 46-yard line.
From our angle, it's to see because we can actually see the guard pulling right down and kicking out the defensive tackle. Let's see if Bill Sweeney goes back to the left-hand side now.
Very boisterous crowd on this Saturday afternoon. Third down and three coming up for the Bearcats. Drake takes the snap, hands it off. It's Tyler Peruski, the ball carrier, and he's going to be awfully close to a first down.
I think they're going to have to bring the chains out on this one here. This is not an obvious call here. I'm going to say short by about the nose of the football. It's very, very close.
Well, while they do that, I will give everybody an update on the Ishpeming-McBain game. You might be wondering why we're giving updates of that game. The winner of that football game is going to go up against the winner of this game. Right now it is halftime up at the Superior Dome in Marquette, 30-8, Ishpeming all over McBain.
That's surprising.
Yes, it is.
To say the least, I would think that McBain, being a well-established program, would be able to hang with them a little bit more. We'll just have to wait and see how that ends.
As you can tell by the crowd reaction, the Bearcats pick up the first down.
Okay, so that means you're 0-1 for today.
Yeah, I'm usually pretty good at those there, but when the chains came out, I was like, uh-oh, I might be off on this one.
Old Eagle Eye over here, he's been pretty sharp this season. So it's a first down for the Bearcats. They'll spot the football in between the 48 and 49-yard line. 9 minutes to play, first quarter, no score in the ball game. If you're just tuning in, gorgeous Saturday afternoon in mid-November. Snap is handed off. It's Brett Cleary, the ball carrier, and Cleary churns his way into Bulldog territory near the 47-yard line. A pickup of four.
Excellent way to describe it. His feet didn't stop one bit. You know, they dragged him down.
Second down and six coming up for the Bearcats. Bearcats have won the toss, and they are on their opening drive of the football game. Right now, they have it in Ravenna territory on the 46-yard line. The handoff goes over the middle and running towards the left side is Brett Cleary. Cleary going to be short of the first down by about a yard, a third down and one coming up for Ubley.
Yeah, and so far Ubley doing a good job offensively, just moving the ball slowly down the field here. No big plays yet, but going forward and putting that Ravenna defense back on their heels.
Well, Bearcats certainly doing what they do best, and that is control the football, run the football. Right now they have it third and one on the Ravenna 42-yard line. Drake will take the snap and hand it off. This time it's Brian Nash, the ball carrier. Nash has the first down as he's taken down inside the 40 near the 38-yard line.
And give a lot of credit to that offensive line. They picked up the blitz. Ravenna was in a 5-3 defense. They took a middle linebacker and tried to go between the 2 and 3 hole on the, it would be the right-hand side. Ubley picked it up, and sure enough, first down.
First and 10 on the Ravenna 38-yard line. No score in the ball game. 7:20 to play, first quarter. Bearcats on their opening drive. The handoff goes over the middle. It's Brett Cleary, the ball carrier. Cleary inside the 35 near the 33-yard line. That is a pickup of four, almost 5 yards. We'll call it second down and six coming up. How do you like this crowd for a Saturday afternoon? No rain in the forecast. The sun kind of peeking out behind the clouds.
Absolutely beautiful.
Great crowd here. Second down coming up for the Bearcats. It's Peruski, the ball carrier. Peruski stacked up near the 31-yard line. A gain of a couple. Second down and four coming up. Make that third down and four coming up.
Yeah, it's getting close to being a standing room only crowd. There's not much in the way of seating left here today, but so far, Ubley, really their biggest play of this drive here, a third down, been moving the ball pretty well, getting deep into Ravenna territory.
Third down and four coming up. Bearcats come up to the line of scrimmage. Drake up under center. He'll take the snap. And he'll just run with it. He's inside the 30 at the 25. He's at the 20. Taken down inside the 15-yard line. That is a Bearcat first down.
Ravenna defensively on that play had 10 people up in the box. So all you had to do was break that first initial wall of people, and it's a big game.
So Drake on the quarterback keeper picks up an ugly first down. They'll spot the football at the 14-yard line. First and 10 for the Bearcats. If you're out in the parking lot thinking that there isn't any seating room, there is one section of bleachers there in the southeast corner that still has some room available if you're still coming through the gates. Handoff up the middle. Cleary. Cleary now breaks it to the outside. Cleary is taken down. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Bearcats.
Great effort by Brett Cleary there. Looked like he wasn't going to make it. Stretched the ball out. Took out the pylon. Got the touchdown.
I thought he might rule him down at the one. I wasn't sure. But the official pointed down that he had crossed the goal line. It's a Bearcat touchdown.
Well, that's a way to set the tone. 75 yards.
And take about six, almost 7 minutes off the clock.
That's right.
5:36 to play in the first quarter. The Bearcats on the board first, 6-0. And the two-point conversion try coming up. Full house formation behind Drake. He'll take the snap, hand it off, and going straight over the middle with it. And short of the end zone is the ball carrier. And with 5:36 to play in the first quarter, it is 6-0. The Bearcats with the lead over the Ravenna Bulldogs. You're listening to high school football on Cruise 102 FM.
If you once played high school sports but now think that spectating is all you can do, there's a great opportunity waiting out there for you to get back in the game. High school sports need new officials now more than ever. If you were a prep athlete, officiating is a great way to give something back to the game, stay in shape, and meet new people.
Come on!
Register online at MHSAA.com and get back in the game. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
Taking care of business. Taking care of business.
We are taking care of business. This is Karen Krozek from Peruski Insurance, your auto owner's agent in Bad Axe. As a business owner, you know the value of risk management.
When your business is properly covered, there is a real sense of security and confidence in the future. This is Dave Peruski. The type of business insurance you need depends on the nature of your business. If you have substantial assets, you may consider theft and property damage coverage. Life insurance may be a good idea for the critical personnel in your organization. And what about business interruption insurance? Are you getting the best rates on your workers' compensation? Would your business benefit from the security of a commercial umbrella policy?
Our business is taking care of your business. So stop in and let's get down to business at Peruski Insurance Agency, your auto owner's agent at 104 Scott Street between Klemco Printing and Braden Tire in Bad Axe.
Vanderwagen on the return for the Bulldogs brings it out over the 30 to the 35, taken down near the 36-yard line, and that's where the Bulldogs will have it first and 10. As the quarterback, Zach Cortade, comes up under center now, he'll take the snap and hand it off. And stacked up at the line of scrimmage was the ball carrier. That was number 5, Ryan Nutt. Pickup of a yard, second down coming up.
This Ravenna Bulldog team, as Rick mentioned, we took a look at them out in Merrill last week. Ryan Nutt, Josh Vanderwagen, really going to do most of the damage on the ground here for the Bulldogs.
I think I did pretty well placing that crowd noise mic down there, didn't I? Seemed to be picking up some pretty good noise down from the field there. Second down and 9 coming up. Back to throw is the quarterback, Zach Cortade. He has all kinds of time. Now he's just going to tuck it in, run it himself. He's out the 40 and hog-tied down near the 43-yard line.
He just happened to run across the surest tackler on the Bearcat team, Eric Booms. He wasted no time putting Cortade to the ground.
It is third down and 3 coming up for the Bulldogs.
Ravenna is running their I formation. They have two men split. They have a tight end, and they bring that extra halfback out. So it's almost like they're in a pro set I formation. Now it looks like they're going back to their power I.
They'll split a receiver out wide to the left. Cortade up under center. He'll hand it off to Vanderwagen. Vanderwagen.